What the deal? Not it's your boy, L.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
So we coming in live, man, from Charlotte, North Carolina. What the deal, world? Man, no question. I know he back in the studio, T-Row. Man, on my left-hand side, as always, on the spot, Juelz the G. What the deal, Juelz the G? Big weekend, man. Daughter graduating from Johnson C. Smith University. I'm down here kicking it, man, with the crew. What's the deal, man? What's the deal, baby?
How you feel this evening?
Oh, man, I feel great, man. My niece won yesterday. My daughter gonna graduate on Sunday, baby. And it's freestyle fight. So you know, man, the streets is always talking,
yes, sir. What's it like? What's the weather like down there in North Carolina?
Oh, man, down here, baby, North Cadillac, it's real nice, baby. Shorts, oh, man, looking up at the moon, baby. I'm down on the block, man. I'm in one of these buildings, man. I'm in the strip light, baby. I'm in the area. No question. Oh,
that's
man, it's a beautiful thing. It was 80 degrees today. Well, excuse me, about 83 degrees. You know what I'm saying? Nice little overcast, man. It was nice, man. I got on shorts, T-shirt. We barbecuing in a minute, man. I wish you was here, bro.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been nice. I'm glad you're having fun, man. Tell your daughter big ups, you know what I'm saying, doing it big all day long, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, no question, man. It's quite ironic, man. You know, she has a little brother, man. My man Jackson Goodlow, man. He'll be one on her graduation. She got a little brother, man, be 1 year old. So peace and shout out to that little guy, man. Big up. And I just want to make a little correction on what I said on the last show. My little nephew, it's not Mikael, it's Michael. Michael Henderson,
oh, okay.
Man. Yeah,
right,
man, he's doing his thing on that soccer, so be looking out for him in the years to come. But, man,
yes.
First on the marquee, bro.
Talk to
what
me.
Happened to OKC and Kevin Durant? What happened? Let's ponder on that. Was it KD's fault? Was it the supporting cast? To our callers out there, make sure you tweet me at LBoogie15. Also, get at me. Get at us on www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. You know what I mean? Zero with a zero. Ro, what's your intake on that series, man? Was it KD's fault? Or was it, the pedestrians?
No, I'm going to tell you who fault it was. You ain't going to like it when I tell you this. It was your boy Patrick Beverly of the Houston Rockets.
It was his fault?
Oh, man, hey. Man, if you thought that guy got death threats when he originally committed the crime of running Russell Westbrook over, you just wait and see by what it looked like by the end of this weekend. Them Oklahoma City fans are not happy right now. It wasn't Kevin Durant's fault that he couldn't take his team over the top. We just see that it's a little bit harder to do this game by yourself, man, especially in a playoff atmosphere. LeBron is about the only person, man, that could take be a one-man team and try to take his team, well, like he did, take his team to the finals. But he got swept, you know what I'm saying? But he was able to show us all how great of a player he really is. But Kevin Durant is not cut from that cloth like LeBron James. He can only shoot the ball when somebody is creating and getting him the ball so he can spot up and do his thing. That's when we love KD. So I want all the haters out there who've been hating on Russell Westbrook to, I mean, you've got to jump on his nuts now, because it shows how valid this guy is to the team. If it wasn't for Russell Westbrook, Oklahoma City wouldn't have been exactly where they are, and we saw that just from the way that Kevin Durant performed. If this was any other player other than Kevin Durant, first take, Stephen A. Smith and also Skip Bayless would have a field day with Kevin Durant. But I think it's all because, you know, they know that Kevin Durant is nothing like LeBron James, and so they're just going to give him a pass. They're not going to really jump down his throat or jump on his back, because they know the number one key piece was missing and will be missing for a while. So, you know, big ups to Russell Westbrook. But, yeah, hey, Patrick Beverly, man, you better get some security. You better get a security team, homie. Streets talking.
The streets is talking. I cannot. I repeat, and I'm going to say it again, I cannot give Kevin Durant a pass. If I didn't give LeBron James a pass when he played with the Cavs, didn't perform and take it over the top when they needed you to do it in the playoffs, and you were positioned to win the game, I can't give you a pass. You get me all the way there, and then you can't finish. You have to win the game. I'm sorry. It's called sports. It's called injuries. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. And I'm sorry. It happens. KD, you missed some free throws. You missed some clutch shots. Oh, but he played the whole game. You know, he can't. Well, same bashing you gave LeBron James, I got to give it to Kevin Durant. You listen to this. And everybody want to talk about he needs the ball more. He needs to do this. He did. He had it for 48 minutes. And I counted. Every time down court, he at least touched the ball one time when he was in the game. I don't think it was one possession, unless it was transition, that he did not touch the rock.
Right.
I can't give him a pass. I can't.
Come on, El Boogie. You know he deserves a pass. But I agree with you on that as far as where you're coming from. You know, in the fourth quarter and overtime games, the dude never showed up. Scoring 2 points, 7 points. I mean, come on, KD. You're an all-star, baby. You're an Olympian. You know what I mean? You got gold medals and things like that. So, you know, yes, he could have done something better to help his team, but there was nobody on his team that could help him to do the things that he normally does. So he had to go out there and create his own shot, which he wasn't able to do. And like I said, it just goes to show how important Russell Westbrook is to the Oklahoma City Thunder, just like James Harden, who they were stupid enough to trade away this season.
Right, right. We'll talk about that later, Roy. But I got another question for you, T-Row. Let me ask you this. Okay. Since let's keep it on the strength of Kevin Durant, I was watching some things, and Kobe Bryant tweeted that for the Oklahoma City and Kevin Durant, the season was a waste. And Kevin Durant's rebuttal was, I don't give a damn what Kobe Bryant says. It wasn't a waste. You know, we learned from it and things like that. So do you think Kobe is out of pocket for saying that, or is Durant, is it a waste? Is the whole season
just
a waste, and you couldn't come up with a championship?
It just depends on where you're coming from, man. You know, Kobe is, you know, when it comes to basketball, Kobe is selfish. I love that about Kobe. I had to learn to love that about Kobe, because it's either championship or nothing in Kobe's world. You know what I mean? And for Kevin Durant, it's like LeBron. You know, he's still going through the process. He hasn't really figured that how good it feels to win an NBA championship, to be the best in the world. LeBron got his first taste last year, and you see how the Miami Heat are playing now, and you see how LeBron's game is elevating to a whole nother level. So it's just that Kevin Durant hasn't tasted that champagne poured on his head, and you know all that other good stuff that comes with winning a championship. So once he gets the taste of that good champagne and feel that trophy and be able to cry and, you know, get the monkey off his back, so to speak, you know, then he'll be able to
say the thing, not really say, but understand where Kobe is coming from. Right now, he's still on the outside looking in, and, you know, all the greats are on the inside. So he just, you know, he just lost freshly last night. So that thought is still on his mind about losing. So, you know, for the reporter to even ask KD that question was kind of out of line because, you know, we would have gave the same answer. Hell, I don't give a damn about what nobody say. It was just, you know, it wasn't our time. And, you know, it's a waste. We was missing one of the key pieces to our puzzle, you know, who was abruptly injured and taken out of the whole playoffs by somebody who we barely don't even know. You know what I mean? So the odds were against them as soon as Russell Westbrook went down. We all knew, we all came to the realization that Oklahoma City didn't really have a chance without Russell Westbrook, and you know, the story didn't lie at all.
Man, I'm going to say this about that. I'm with Kobe Bryant. Yes, it is a waste because I'm going to tell you this. And, Ro, you know this. It depends on what team you play for. If you play for the Toronto Raptors, you get to the playoffs, yes. great year. But you're Kevin Durant. You're an Olympian. There's no way, no how, you can't say that what he said wasn't valid. It's a waste. You don't even get to the Western Conference Finals. Understand, you know, people get hurt, but you still have to deliver the goods to Kevin Durant. Callers, don't forget, we're waiting for you to get me into the asylum. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. And last but not least, about the last statement about Kevin Durant with that, KD, if you're listening, and the world, if you're listening, Kevin Durant is not ready to be what you want him to be. It's a process. Ask LeBron James. It's a process,
you know,
man. And you know, when you're in the streets and you just like, when you know, if the street callers, they listening in, it's just like, you know, if you're in the streets and you're baking, and you're baking up that good. When you're in the streets and you start off doing sacks. And then you go from sacks, then you go to a half. Then you go from that to a... And now you is the connect. We're in the streets, man. Streets is talking, so if you get my point, you understand. He ain't ready to be the connect yet.
Yeah, you know what it is. Hey, let me ask you about this. What do you think about Phil Jackson's comment about, you know, the man, Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time, being, you know, having that comparison, you know, Kobe compared to the man? You know, Phil got a new book coming out. You know, everybody go hop and cop that. But, you know, Phil Jackson keep it in the streets, too. Phil Jackson, though, he don't bite his tongue, you know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure this book going to be outrageously funny, you know what I'm saying? But he going to give you the truth. He going to keep it 100 with us. So, but he mentioned that, you know, when it came to, you know, when Michael Jordan wasn't scoring points, this is where the difference was between he and Kobe. Kobe just going to keep jacking. No matter what's going on, Kobe just going to keep throwing it towards the rim, whereas Mike would have done something as far as, you know, pick up his defensive game or get more rebounds or, you know, get some steals and make some assists, you know, some other things in his game that would allow his team to shine to where we really wouldn't think about Mike in that fashion. And so, you know, he said, Kobe just going to keep forcing it up and shooting it towards the rim until he can make one or two and get on a roll. And that was the major difference between the two. What do you think about that?
I'm going to tell you this. Phil Jackson was sitting up in Idaho smoking on some good medical, hollering about Kobe. Listen to this. What I think about that statement, what he said, I agree with anything Phil says. He's an 11-time champion. And whatever he says, I think is valid. Listen to this.
Right.
He always got on Kobe Bryant. He always questioned his leadership. And remember, early on, Kobe didn't have to lead. He can just throw the rock and hide his hand. And I should say, when he hide his hand, he hides behind a big gorilla named Shaquille O'Neal. So once Shaquille left, Now, where are you? He had to learn. He had to bump his head up against the wall. He had to get sucker punched a couple of times by Chris Childs. Then he started understanding. But he could, and I don't like why guys, like you said, the media and us and people, are still trying to compare anybody to the great Michael Jordan. I just think they need to stop it. I saw someone on ESPN saying, where would you rate Kobe behind Mike on the 1 to 10? Mike being 10, where would you put Kobe? I would put him at an 8. Kobe is great, but he's a different type of great. Different type of great. Let's move on to the next series that got closed out. Chicago got dominated by the Heat. D-Wade comes back, game 5, second half, with about the last 6 minutes. You know, he lived up to the nickname Flash, with a bum knee. Went in the locker room. Money, it must be the shoes. T-Vo, it must be the shoes.
Exactly. I don't even know why you want to talk about them, those guys. They were so shorthanded, man. And we knew that it was just a matter of time before Miami clamped down. And D-Wade went to the locker room, came off that bench and started flying, looking like Flash Gordon and doing his thing, man. Big ups to D-Wade for coming out and doing his thing like that, man, because everybody keep questioning when is D-Wade going to show up or what it's going to take for Miami to look good. And it's all about D-Wade. Man, get off D-Wade. He's cool. He keeps showing us time and time again that when we count him out, he steps it up another level, get those pretty dunks, shoot those fades and those high arching shots over everybody, man. D-Wade is just, man, he got 2 rings. Why are we talking about D-Wade and his game? That's what I don't understand.
Let me ask you this before we move on to the next series, because that one was really pretty much dominated by the Heat. There's not really much to talk about. But just hypothetically speaking, you know, it's in the streets. I'm down here in the streets in the barbershop. Shout out to Justin's barbershop. Went in there and got, you know, tapered up and whatnot. You know? But anyway.
You know?
Do you think with D-Wade, just hypothetically speaking, if he gets traded, if he gets hurt, can LeBron and Bosh hold off the Cavalry and win another one?
With all capital letters?
Yes.
With all capital letters, L Boogie, hell yeah. Ain't no way LeBron's going to lose this one. That boy about to put everybody on his back and the monkey on Pop. To show you, I'm going to bust this. I'm going to have another banana split on y'all. Give me my money. Give my MVP. Thank you very much. And we'll take the championship again. He told us already. We ain't talk about 3. We ain't talk about 4. We talk about 5.
Wow. Let's get it. It's your boy, L Boogie, T Row, Jewel, the G. The streets is talking sports show. It's fabulous. Freestyle Friday. About to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about those other 2 series and then go to Carlos. Carlos, we know you're in the silent waiting to get on. Man, let's do it. Out of Charlotte, baby. Let's go.
Sensation getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Sunday show. Cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts stand straight up. Shook one, shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much to got you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, M's, don't
play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son. I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And with the smoke clear, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You saw a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake that, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal mind, thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. As long as I'm alive, I'm a live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my people's react with the lyrics like Max a hit. You don't know when I roll up, don't be gon' sleep because I'm free. Bitch.
I'm saying you stop saying.
Man, we back in the asylum. This shit fucking sports talk show. Man, we had to put that on, man. My people shook one. You know what I mean? We back in the asylum. Let's talk about these other two series. One of them got closed out. The Spurs versus the Warriors. I told you, Carlos. Told you. I know you was going with the young guns, and I know you're going to put it on Stephen Curry's ankle. But even at 100%, they could not beat the Spurs. Bad matchup. As I told you, Thompson, where was he? Very inconsistent. He's young. They still have milk on their mustache. But trust me, guys, we'll be hearing from the Warriors. From years to come, will the Spurs have a chance against the Warriors? Who's going to win the series? I'm leaving it out to my callers when you call in. Remember 347-855-8896. Get at L Boogie 15 Twitter. And like
before
I said,
before we even get the callers in the asylum, L Boogie. Man, I got Memphis. I know I was wrong about my young Warriors, but I got Memphis. I don't want San Antonio to win.
Why everybody hates San Antonio? Antonio,
they got enough. They got enough
Spurs like they hate LeBron James, man.
They always been too old.
That's what it is. I asked. In the streets, I hate people all the time. Why y'all don't like San Antonio? Hate them, man. I don't like San Antonio. Why? So you hated the Bulls when they went through? Did you hate them?
Yeah, I just liked a whole lot of Mike. I hated Chicago.
There it is.
I like Kobe. I don't like the Lakers though. I hate the tradition because they always were doing my boys bad, the Dallas Mavericks, and we finally got the last laugh a couple years ago. So that's what it is with that.
Well, I got to take it down Broadway Street, down a map. You know what I'm saying, my boys did to do at the Garden. The goldfish. Are we getting our plane tickets ready to go on vacation after tomorrow night?
I believe so.
Carlos, I'm asking you, please, like Jay-Z and my man Kendrick Lamar say, don't mess up my vibe. Please don't mess up my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Please don't kill my vibe. Please don't tell me that we're going to lose to the Pacers. But hey, if it's the truth and it hurts, I can take it. But if you think we're going to lose, let me know. But I still have faith. Can JR still keep it going? Can he keep it going, bro? Can Melo do something on the road?
I believe so. You'd have called him March Melo, and he'd have felt you. I think he done heard somebody through the grapevine and told him you done called him Marshmallow. And he said, man, look, I gotta show that guy who I really be.
Like I told you, Ross, I'm like Ice-T, and he's like Pookie in New Jack City. You owe a lot of people. You owe me, you owe the organization, and you owe the fan. You up, Melo. You still on the clock. You gotta get it done.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one to tell you, man. So we're going to jump into the asylum, man. Let's try to get on, take some callers, man, real quick, because I know, man, the lines are hot piping. You hear me, El Boogie Boy? It's hot tonight. So let's go ahead and try to bring in one of these callers real quick, man. You know what I mean? Give me just a second, man. Let's
bro.
Oh, man, we got a number of people on. Let's see what we got right here. Let's just check in with one of the callers that I see and what's going on. Hey, this is the streets is talking, man. He's talking to L Boogie and T Roll. Who is this? What's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hey, who is this? Hello?
This Skeeter Mike Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, man.
Oh, what is going on, man?
Yeah, I had to call in from multiple lines, man. You know, mine be tripping.
That's what it do. That's what it do. You can't trust the cell phones nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How
That's
you guys
what it
doing,
is.
Man?
Oh, man.
Oh,
we
man.
Chilling
down here in Charlotte, North Carolina, man. Down here on the I-85, man, and I-77 down here, you know what I mean, representing, you know. Down here in Charlotte, North Carolina, man, just doing it up, man. I done moved away from the Smith building. Now I'm at the McCory building. You know what I'm saying? I'm just on the campus of Johnson C. Smith, just kicking it, man. Walking around seeing some lovely people. You feel me? So they on the line. We're going to try to get some people on the line. My daughter, we're going to get her on the line, ask her a couple of sports questions, see how she feel about this, you know, these NBA playoffs. But, yeah, Skeeter Mo, man, give us your intake, man. What's going down, man? You went with them Warriors too, man. What happened?
Man, them boys ran out of gas. That's all I can say, man. They pooped out.
Mark Jackson, do you think he regrets playing Stephen Curry those you know a lot of minutes early on in the series?
Well, you know they have to though, because ain't nobody else gonna do it like him. So, you know, and if they was to make it to the next round, they would have had it bad anyway.
Right. With those boys down in the mosh pit, huh? Z-Bone and Marc Gasol.
Yeah. So,
do you think we can force the game seven? Do you think my Knicks will force the game seven, Skeeter Mo? Talk to me.
I would have thought Oklahoma would have forced the game seven, but, you know, they look like they pooped out too.
I think KD ran out of gas early.
Yeah,
early.
Way early. Super early. Skeeter Mo, who you got, Knicks or Indiana Pacers?
Man, I'm going with the Pacers, man. It just looked that way, man.
Yeah, El Boogie. That's one. The good thing about it is, El Boogie, we still got some more callers on the line. It is silent, man, lined up. So you just might even out tonight. So don't take it so hard just yet. But, yeah, that's a punch to the good.
A big one. A big one.
He don't know how to take that, Skeeter Mo. He called Carmelo Marshmallow last on Monday. So we'll see. Marshmallow showed up last game, so we'll see what he do on Saturday, on tomorrow.
Let me ask you this, Skeeter Mo. We're going to stay on my Knicks right quick. I just want to ask you one question before we skip to something else on the marquee. What type of player we need to help Melo get over the top?
Man, that's hard to say, because if they was to get somebody else that is as good as Melo, it's going to take space away from him on the court, you know what I'm saying, for everybody else to work, because, you know, he needs his little space to do his little moves and stuff. So, man, I don't know. I think they have the team right now. They just ain't put all the pieces together yet. They ain't gelled together yet.
Well, can I name a couple free agents and you tell me would they, you know, help him out? I got one that's coming up, CP3.
Ooh.
You think those two guys would work well with him in the Knick uniform?
I really think they would. They go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Bro, you hear that? The streets is talking. I'm calling Kevin Love agent, man. We love you. Come on over to the Knicks, man. You look good in that. You know, you go from L.A. to New York, man. You look good in that orange and blue.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that would be awesome right there.
Man, who you got in the Spurs in the Memphis series? Who you got going to the finals?
I'm going to take Memphis simply because the Spurs are an older team. You know, Parker going to have to keep playing, and, you know, he breaking down slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying? A hip, a knee, a toe, you know, by the time it's game six, if it gets to game six, he ain't going to be no good.
Man. Ooh, wait, I think that matchup between him and Mike Conley and Tony Allen playing him on defense, I mean, that's going to be a heck of a matchup. And Michael Conley just playing out of his mind and masturbating and growing in front of eyes. It's just going to be a heck of a series. You know, with Evo down there and Big Timmy, it's going to be cold.
I just crossed in on my girl's phone and my phone because mine, you know, the battery be going down. So I got to keep it charged up for Freestyle Friday, you did?
Oh, can't wait to hear you, Skeeter Mo. Can't wait to hear you, baby.
Cooking in the oven, baby.
Oh, no doubt. The streets is talking, man. Can't wait to hear you later, Skeeter Mo.
And much love, maximum respect to you guys, man. Keep doing what you do.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Ro, you there?
Moment.
Man, no doubt. I'm walking down in the streets of Charlotte, guys, and, man, we hollering. It's hot. It's hot. Bro, we got another call on the line, man. We hot, man. We hot. We hot like home style, like home cooking, man. It's going down. That's what they got down here. No question. Wow, we just went off the grid. I don't know what happened. Bro got whacked. But, you know, we still in the asylum. To my callers, got some more questions for you.
Oh, can you hear me, Boogie?
You with me, bro? What happened?
Oh, man, I've been with you. I was on mute, baby. You know what it was. Get my head in the clouds, my bad.
No doubt.
Hey, but we got another caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from? Hello? Hey, you know what? I'll get back to that. L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to get back to that call in just a second.
No doubt.
What I mean? But yeah, man, you know what, man? I think, really, I picked Memphis only for the simple fact that I know San Antonio's going to be bringing that A game because a couple years back, Memphis did give San Antonio the business, and I don't think San Antonio has forgotten about that. But I think what I'm going with in my gut is that Memphis is one of those teams who really don't give a damn. I think they know exactly who they are. They got the defensive player of the year on their squad. Z-Bo ain't no punk. See, this dude, hey, Boogie, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen this dude go right? He go right, but he shoot with his left hand. I ain't never seen him use his right hand ever. And maybe to get a rebound, but this dude always shooting with the left hand. How he shoot it and how he get it up, I have no idea. But you know what? I'll take it all day. Because he's nothing but money, cash money. They should put a dollar sign on his head, man, instead of the NBA sign. Because I'm telling you, man, that boy is money.
Man, I call him Lucky Lefty. You know he's going left, but you can't stop it. It's like in football. You know the play that's going to be ran, the alignment. You know the play. But can you stop it? That's
can
what's so cool about Memphis. You can't stop it. No matter how you try to slice it up, no matter how you try to defend it, they're going to hit that offensive glass, and they're going to make the game sloppy and ugly. That's their style. Their style is not a style, which is a style. That's an old Craig Mack line for people who don't know on the hip hop side. That's a Craig Mack right there. That's an old Craig Mack right there. Style, which is a style, what ain't a style. You feel me? So
you feel
that's how I'm thinking. Right, that's how I feel about Memphis. I think that they might win this series, but at the same time, San Antonio still has that bitter taste in their mouth. They didn't recover from that. And we're going to see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting series. It's going to be tough. On that East Coast, honestly, to be honest with you, Ro, the better entertainment and the better matchup right now.
Miami, New York.
I have to say Indiana. And I'm a Knicks fan.
But how we're playing right now,
and where Miami is weak at, I think Indiana has a better mechanism to beat them down there.
Oh, Lord. Now you sound like you switched. You switched. Well, you down there sipping on something. I need to go down there and check your cup. What you got in that white bone cup? But you gonna really hate this, cause you ain't gonna like this, cause the next person in the asylum then I already called your team out way before the series even started, and you know this guy's predictions always damn near look true every time we get him on the line. You know who it are. You already should know who it is.
Don't tell me it's Big Brother Almighty. Don't tell me
that. Big Brother Almighty. Big Brother Al, what's going on, baby?
What's up with y'all? What's going on?
Just chilling.
Hey, hell down there drinking that moonshine, ain't you, man?
I'll tell you.
They got him on that moonshine, man.
Yeah, they're
too. They got him on that pace of moonshine, man.
Check his cup.
They got you on that face of moonshine, man. Let me tell you something,
man. I'm like Future. I'm on that good alcohol.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something.
Let me tell y'all,
David Stern played in the NBA. He told George Hill to have a concussion so the gang could go back to Indiana. You forgot George Hill didn't play, did he?
No. I remember that. It affected the game a little bit.
Right. If George Hill plays 28 points for Melo, it's not good enough in a closeout game. Trust me. That's not going to be good enough in Indiana. When you go back to Indiana, 28 points is not good enough. Like they say, you need 42 or better, man.
Right.
You got to do stuff for me, man. 42 or better, man. Mike closeout games, 42, 12, and 6, man. Hello? You hear me, Al?
I'm right here with you. My question to you is, and the streets is talking. Like I said, I've been in the streets of Charlotte. I've been all around these streets, man. I've been moving and grooving. It's been some things said about J.R. Smith, and I told you about when you date Rihanna. What happens? What happens?
He drunk the bubble bath.
He drunk the bubble bath. You know what happens when you do that with Rihanna.
He got the little Chris Brown in him. He about to blonde his hair, too.
Right on the top. Now, he going to have some streaks. He ain't going to get the whole thing,
dog. Nah, he's going to get the top, dog. You'll see with a Mohawk in Indiana, bet.
And did you see the tweet that she put out about J.R. Smith saying that J.R. Smith was nothing but a drunken slut? She gets drunk after everything.
That's terrible.
When you shoot two for 32, I would.
Yeah.
I'd be drunk.
My
whole
point is, what's wrong with your coach? Mike Woodson, you let me down. For one thing, if he's slumping like that, you put Novak in. He can hit a shot.
Thank you.
Play Copeland. You can play anybody. Y'all try to put the blame on Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd don't shoot the ball. He ain't never won a game shooting the ball. Hello?
I'm listening. I'm waiting for you to finish, and then I'll chime in. Trust me, I got something to say.
Okay. You got to
put
somebody
in. My point about that is,
come on, Meeks. And then
I agree. He beat you to the punch.
He said, I take the blame. You know you got to take the blame. You try to lighten the punch on the press, man. Come on, man. That wasn't no big boy thing you said. You've been out with a bottle of rosé for three nights straight. That ain't nothing to say, man. Go to bed. Wake up and shoot the ball, man.
And my thing about it is when he said that the series is on me, you're already conceiving the series. It's not even over yet. I didn't understand that. I really didn't. A red flag raised up. My spidey senses went up. JR, what are you doing? What are you doing? The series ain't over yet. You got time to redeem yourself. If you play a good game, 5, 6, and 7, this is your last game. We will love you for that.
Him and Jared Jack need to get their fishing poles at the same location because they're going fishing.
Yeah, I think them boys hanging. Both of them have Rihanna because Jared Jack that series off, man.
I told you about Jared Jack. He fits his name. He's a Jack artist.
But man, he's trying to get up off my dude, KD, man.
Y'all gotta get up off KD, man.
Hold on, let me break this down. Let me break this down first, okay? Let me break this down for y'all. Get on me. Listen to this. If the Robert Parrish lookalike named Kendrick Perkins give us anything, you good. Sir Sabaka, Kerry Hilton got your nose open. You can't even make a layup. Y'all boys got to leave these stars alone when it's playoff time. Flat out, man. If all these dudes produce, Sir Sabaka, you can't do nothing, man. You missing dunks, everything.
Now, I would say that after game 3, but ever since then, Serge Ibaka has had double-digit points. Last game, Kevin Martin, 18 points. Serge Ibaka, 19 points. Game 4, what's that? Kevin Martin, 21 points. Serge Ibaka, 16. What else you want them to do?
Hey,
listen, hold on.
You're getting the points in the beginning of the game. You ain't getting them at the end when they really need them.
Remember this, Allen. Being a superstar or being that guy, my guys, I'm gonna make them get early points because when it's crunch time, that's when I make them. The superstars.
My whole point is everybody know the superstar getting the ball. I'm gonna run at him. I'm gonna make these guys make shots. They gotta make them, yo.
Big brother, he can work out with LeBron all he want to, but he ain't no LeBron. That boy he whipped out. He ain't no LeBron.
The king. Let me tell you something. And let's go right back to the Chicago LeBron series. Let me tell you something. They played with 3 players and took LeBron them minus 1 game to down to the wire every time, man. That ain't really showing me nothing. That ain't really telling me no team that won 27 in a row. That's nothing.
Let me say this.
If a team that ain't even got one guy that's starting to average over 18 points.
Now, let me say that. Before we go to commercial and we let you go, put your team in the cell and we see you on Monday back in the yard, let me say this. When you're in the playoffs, every game should be tight. That's why it's called the playoffs, and you're there. Last but not least, let me tell you something about the Bulls. You can do all that, but one thing I always say, you can do all that, then you get to the basket, you miss. Chicago just ran out of talent. They just ran out of talent, Al. I hate to leave
it.
That's what I'm talking about. They ran out of talent.
They went on the floor, so what your boys should have did, they should have ran through them. It should have been 40 points every time they played them, right? They should have won by 40 every time they played them. It wasn't no talent on the floor. Right or wrong?
Man.
This is the mind.
We're going to ponder right on commercial, And just because I'm down in Charlotte, North Carolina, we're going to play some UGK. Hit him off, T-Row. Mondays and Fridays, the streets are soft.
This world we living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with us are hydroponic, marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
Up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke too sweet and so these chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get squalling under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
Man, it's your fabulous Friday. I'm out here for a little bit, talking with a little twist of hip hop. Let's do the little review, like say, one more step to go into the you know, conference finals. Man. Let me get a quick.
Yeah,
listen to this,
bro. What you got?
Still listening to the show. Hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Talking, man. Stop. Word. But, man, let's get into a little NFL right quick. Let's talk about, you know, let's get it. You know what I mean? My favorite kid, retired. He retired this week.
Hold on. So, you were breaking up, brother. Hold on, L Boogie. You were breaking up. What'd you just say?
Say that again.
You keep going in and out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Were you just talking about the Jets quarterback situation, the David Garrard, the dude retired for the Jets?
Yes, I was. He's retiring. He said his knee couldn't recuperate. He couldn't do the things that he could do to compete for that starting job. So now where does that leave us? That leaves us with Mark Sanchez and your boy Geno Smith competing.
Oh, Lord. Not Geno. I don't know
Geno
what it is
thinks,
about. Yeah.
Man, Geno thinks he's going to be the man. He wants to be down with Rock Nation. He wants to be with Jim the Man, Rockefeller, and on the duck. And the streets is talking. You know what they always say about jigging the people with money. He wants to be down with the Illuminati.
Yeah, so you know what I mean.
You know how the streets be talking? Do you think Geno Smith will eventually be the quarterback in 2013 of the New York Jets?
I almost want to say yes to that, even though it hurts me to have those words come out of my mouth. Ah, man. I mean, just the way Mark Sanchez hasn't stepped up to the plate in the last year and a half, and now you got this young cocky dude, got swag, think he is meant for this particular league, and think that he's ready to run a team to take him to the next level. You know, ah, man, yes, he is going to be a starting quarterback for the New York Jets. I can't say if it's going to be week one or if it's going to be, you know, within the 16-week course of the regular season. So, shall I say 18 weeks? So, you know, ah, man, I hate to say it, but, yeah, it's ironic how this is just going to happen for the Chiefs.
Oh, man, no doubt. As you see, man, Streets is talking. Hold on. Big up to my man Gator and Ty, man. They're kicking it down in Carolina with me, man. They're giving me, you know what I'm saying, hospitality. I'm talking about Southern hospitality, man. No doubt.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Big up to the fam out there doing what they do for L Boogie to walk around shining. I know how L Boogie do it.
Quincy Cousins today, too, bro. Gator, you looking, you know what I mean? Kind of handsome, man. Kind of hot right
yeah,
now, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that dude is already a fly guy, so you got to work with L Boogie. You know what
no
I mean?
No question, man. So I agree. I don't know about Geno Smith. I'm really up in the air with him. Like I said, it all depends on what type of system they put in for this guy, and he needs to understand. Try to learn. Don't even try to come in as a star. I know it's tough to think like that, but remember, it's the big boy games. You graduate school. Now you mess with grown men now.
It's the big boy game.
Is G callers, listeners, is Geno Smith ready to take the next step and be a starter and a quality player in the NFL? And Geno Smith
the
lead in the next five.
You
in
got
the next
that
2 years, Geno Smith. Yeah, I know they hollering. I know they
are. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the first caller, man, in the asylum, man. You know who it be, man. It's the Big Brother Delmar. Big Brother Delmar, you on the line, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we chilling. We in the asylum. You know, I'm out here, one of your old stopping grounds, man. I'm in Carolina.
Exactly. You like it down there?
Oh, man, no question. They say, man, such a hospitality, man. They treat me super nice down here to these streets, man. I'm telling you, I'm on West 5th, Montreal, man. And what's this, Sugar Street Road, man. You feel me? I'm down.
Okay.
Get the names
well,
of these streets, man.
I want to say congratulations to my niece. You know what I'm saying? She's about to take her career and everything to the next level. Congratulations to you.
That's
on the line too. She's gonna come in right after you, Maggie.
Okay. I know you're a proud father. I know her mom is proud of her, man, and I'm proud of it. The whole fam, man. So, you know, congratulations. And I know you liking it down there in NC. Boo, I was down there for 4 years, man. It's beautiful down there.
Oh, man. It's beautiful. Now,
what's up, T-Boy? You my man, baby.
How you feel, baby? Good. Hey, Freestyle Friday, baby. Delmar, man, I'm feeling good, man. You know, I'm Papa McCollum feeling good about myself, man. You know what I mean? So we get it in, man. We appreciate you calling in. L Boogie got a question for you about this Geno Smith dude, man. I can't stand Geno Smith right now.
Now we know that nephew is a big fan of Geno Smith.
Exactly. And if
now,
he's a big fan, his dad is a big fan.
See, I knew where this was going. You hear that, Ron? I knew where this was going. So do you think Geno Smith will be a solid contributor to the New York Jets in 2013?
Yes, I do. If Mark Sanchez play like he played last year, you might as well hand over the torch to Geno. Mark Sanchez was a bum last year. They should have put Tebow in and let him do something.
Now,
and Geno is way better than Tim Tebow.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with him putting him in, but do you think he's going to be successful? Key word. Do you think he's going to be sufficient in the NFL his rookie year once he gets under center?
Well, I'm not really a Jets fan, but, yeah, I think I'm supporting him because he's a black quarterback, and, yes, I think he would do good.
Do you think he's going to be Vince Young good or Donovan McNabb good?
He's better than Vince Young. Vince Young's a bum. He need to go back to Texas. Where is his record?
I'm just talking about successful as far as wins versus losses.
Geno gonna do good. He gonna make a name for himself. Y'all watch and see. Watch and see. Time will tell. They got to put the right pieces around them, like y'all said, and they got to run the right system. If they send them out there and they don't have the right system, he gonna get smashed like Vic did.
Good point. Do you think
how long is
gonna
be
seven?
How long will it take Geno to win the starting position for the New York Jets? I think it's gonna be within week 4 or 5.
I agree with you. I think it's gonna be between week 3, week 4.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna put him out there. I mean, right now, Sanchez the man, he getting paid, he getting money, so they gonna let him start. They're not about to sit him on the bench making that money. Not yet.
Right.
But once Geno take over next year he'll be out of there.
We'll
see.
I don't think he got it.
You don't think Geno got it?
I like Geno as far as, you know, I like his talent, but his mouth, man, is gonna be something that's gonna hurt him. I look at the guy like I look at Cam Newton. I love Cam Newton. I like his game. But it's about the media and the press and how you carry yourself afterwards. And he's in a tough market, man. New York don't be playing. They'll step on your neck. And once they see weakness, you know, they gonna really let you have it. So
but you got to realize, T-Roy, I mean, it's not cockiness that he's had, man. I mean, Geno is confident, man. And that's what you want. Any athlete that plays sports, I'm sure when you play ball and everything and you get on the court, you confident now, even this day. Like, hey, I can take this young dude. Well, I'm going to go out there and do what I do. I mean, he confident, man, and I like that in him. To me, he's not arrogant. He's not cocky. He's confident, and that's what you want. If I'm a coach of a team, I want a guy to come in there that's a leader. You know what I'm saying? And I feel he's a leader.
Kind of like how Marquez is it.
Say that again.
Kind of like how Mark Sanchez did in his first year when he came to the Jets.
He's better than him.
I believe he is. You know what I mean? But, you know, man, you got to watch what you say in this league, man. Those big guys on defense, they listen. You know what I'm saying? And they don't play that part.
Two though, them big guys. This is young Thundercat right here. He can run. He can run.
They caught up with RG3. He's a Thundercat, and they caught up with him.
No. It didn't catch up with him. He need to learn how to slide. If he learn how to slide, he'll be all right. If Mike Vick learn how to slide, he'll be all right. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning ain't getting hurt when they run out the pocket. They slide. And that's what they need to do. You 200 pounds going up against 270, it's going to be all bad for you.
Listen to this. Like I said, Michael Vick right now, I know the cars are going to get upset. There's a lot of Michael Vick fans out there. But right now, in his career, Michael Vick is NBG. Nothing but garbage. He's going to lose that starting job. He's going to lose that starting job after the fifth game of the season. They can tell me that, oh, he didn't have an offensive line. They have guys back now. Peters is back after the ACL injury, this and that. Michael Vick needs to stop stealing money and let them other quarterbacks. But he needs to be a backup. He's a backup guy now,
man.
He's Tito Jackson.
You is a hater. You're just working on the people.
Who's Tito Jackson?
Well, Peter,
who's Tito Jackson? Who's a backup singer now?
No,
thought he was a bum.
Man,
you
he's not
look
a
at his
bum.
Shirt.
He's not a bum.
Come he's
on,
not
man.
Passing. Look at
man,
look at,
you man. Hey, T. Roy.
Look at QBR.
What do you have in that cup? What do you
Big
have
brother
in that
cup? Big brother Almighty already called it. It's moonshine that boy drinking. We look with the
boy, and Boogie, you drinking some good stuff tonight, boy. Calling Mike Vick a bum. You're terrible. Hey, I'm gonna send you a Mike. Hey, I'm gonna send you a Mike Vick jersey for your birthday, man.
And listen to this. Philadelphia won't even win over 10 games with Michael Vick under center. You heard it here first. The streets are talking.
Hey, you know what, fellas? Hey, on that note, I'm going to go back and listen to the show and finish my drink. I love you guys. Y'all keep it going. L, you get you some rest, man, and you come back Monday and don't be drinking nothing. All right?
No doubt, little bro.
When he get back to Arizona, man, make sure he's drinking water Monday, man. Because
he's
having too much fun in North Carolina.
That's what it is. We appreciate the love, Delmar. We'll holler at you on Monday, baby.
All right, bet.
Well, you got my daughter in the asylum, man. She up in there?
Yeah, you know what it is, man. You know what it is, man. But go on, let your daughter hit the asylum, man. Let her introduce herself. Let us know what's going on for the special lady of the week.
Pretty face, you on the line?
Hold on, let me see. No, I don't see Pretty Face on the line right yet, just yet.
Oh, she must have. I see her over the car. I thought she was talking to so many friends, man. I thought she was about to get in. I had them people in the background talking.
Man, she got her hands full of stepping in, you know, doing the thing, you know what I mean?
Right. Shoot, she might have something in her cup, huh?
you already know. If you feeling that good, I know she feeling good.
Oh, man, yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. We got Freestyle Friday coming up. Oh, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be big. You know what I mean?
If we got any more callers in the asylum, I know I'd have made a rumble talking about Michael Vick.
Man, ooh, you know you didn't call us, sir, man, but we're going to get to a commercial real quick. You know what we got to do before we get locked up around here because, you know, our landlord don't be playing. You dig? So we got to make sure we pay them off properly so we can stand these streets, you dig?
Man, no question. This is a big shout out to my sisters and also to my little niece, London, man. When I hear Frankie talking about some high, that sounds like my little niece. Man, let's pump it, man. Freestyle Friday when we come back. We don't stop. Streets is talking. L Boogie, T Road, do L to G. Let's do it.
Pull up in that station, yeah. With that top down, some bitch pass out, chain light up, light they black out, bling. I'm like, ah, Ocho Cinco, that's a head banger, bang. I see banger. A bitch looking thirsty, told her, gum, drink up, I headhunt, that new nigga, and what, shorty got that Ocho, good head, yeah. And butt, I'm like,
boy, baby.
Let's go. All I got, bitches, is pipe, water,
water.
I done came hey, up overnight.
Look, then she gave me head to my leg. She gave me the brain, but that doesn't explain why these lanes be loving the company. Bitches, I don't know shit about them, but they head shake. Yeah, fuck that pussy till her leg break. Bustin', got a dirty dozen of the brown things waiting in the room like an egg crate. Oh, B-A-D.
B-A-D.
Boy, and I got B-A-D. Bitches for my boys, yo, treat them like boy, I'm serving. Black suburban, swerving through the hood, getting head like her. Any job a good job, so she got a blowjob. Sucking it from 9 to 5, that bitch work. Kells,
I see you niggas from the side, watch high.
Side
got
watch
100
you,
grand in my side pocket, high. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg high.
Hold on, I say that I only recognize the bitches.
see what they lift up. Or from the nose down. I tell a nose down, then watch it go down. Bitch, I'm cold as ice. Water, ice. Put dick weight down your throat into your ice. Water, go. Let me get that for you. Your mama, cause you working. Work the way you twerking. You can fuck around and get a burger. She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fucking in the telly, scream her, open up the curtains like. You know French cuts. I don't French cut. I don't French kiss. I let my friends cut. Me and Red in an all red bench truck.
I told Lowe to get good head while I'm chauffeured. Mama told me get a nice girl with a good head on her shoulders. Shake down.
Shake down.
Came up on them back blocks. Her face on my belt buckle, that's what I call laptop. Side niggas from the side watching, guess they got a side view. Puff got me in this penthouse, that's my view, that's my crew, that's Johnny. She only came so she could come off.
Right.
And her first choice was the number one boss.
Wow. Niggas from the side watch.
Hey, yo, hold on. Fuck that
car.
Hold on. Stop the music. Stop the music.
I know you didn't say stop the music.
Of course I didn't say stop the music. So it's free on Friday. So off the street. Man, we coming live and direct. I told you, it don't stop. Man, wherever we at in the world, Australia, South America, North America, Alaska, Hawaii. Man, we on somebody's block and on somebody's street. Not only is they talking, they watching now. We appreciate all the callers, man. They watching now. Roll Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. I came down and gave a couple people some T-shirts at the barber shop, man. And
you know what I'm saying? Good looking.
Because you know it's a motto, tell a friend, tell a girlfriend. So I had to tell a girlfriend over at the beauty shop next to the barber shop. You already know. Man, it's your boy, man. Hey, bro, it's Freestyle Friday, right?
Oh, man, it's Freestyle Friday.
Man, let me give a little
outro. What you got for the people? I love when you start it off. You get a crunk in your own little way. I know you're on that moonshine.
I'm on the moonshine. But, man, let me go ahead and give a little graduation edition. Other Freestyle Friday, you know, I get a little ill, so this is going to be a little gutter, you know what I mean? So let me go ahead and start it off, man. So, man, we started from the bottom, now we back on the top. I don't give a F, I'm just acting like Pop. I spit in your face and don't really give a Man, I'm kicking it with my dude, DB Better Ass Buck. Man, my daughter going to walk across the stage on Sunday. Boom Meek's gonna pop a big little bottle of rosé. I'm back in the spot, you know it's heat. Man, I pulled the LeBron and moved from Cleveland to AZ. And then if you didn't know, I'm always on the remix. And in AZ, it's the city that's called Phoenix. Man, these dudes better stop. I'm like Z-Bo in the paint. I do everything that you punk suckers can't. Man, you be hollering, but you don't really be hollering. Boom Meek's got two masters. I really be scholaring. You feel me? Man, that's your boy, man.
He be scholaring. That boy is crazy. That's what it is. That's what it do, man. Yeah, you get it popping like that. Yeah.
Oh,
what's the deal with y'all this Friday, man? Freestyle Friday. L Boogie, ladies and gentlemen. You can always get in on the tweet. You know what I'm saying? Let them know what it was tonight. You know what I mean?
Man, you know, I didn't take a grade B, a grade F on a couple of freestyles. Constructive criticism is always great, man. They give me the grade on L Boogie 15. They can get at us, man. It's no problem.
You know? Boy, that's what it is. Oh, man, we're going to bring in Skeeter Mo Jiggins Johnson III, man. He going to bring it in. Oh, no. Wait. Before we do that. Hold on. We got to bring in the special lady of the week. You dig what I'm saying? Pretty face to call in. Oh, L Boogie.
No doubt. Pretty face, what's the deal, baby?
Hey, Dad. Hey, everybody. What's going on?
No doubt. Congratulations on, you know what I'm saying, on that first stage. You know, we got multiple to go. That's just one.
Yes, sir. Yes. May 19th, 8 a.m.
Oh, man,
yeah,
you heard it, world. You heard it, world. And you know, I'm going to be like my man. Hey, I'm going to be like my man Bernie Mac in life. I'm going to pop it.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So, no question. So pretty funny. Let me ask you this. Just a synopsis of, you know, 4 years of hard work. Just get a call as a, you know, tell us a little bit about your experience down here at Johnson C. Smith.
Oh, man, that's, woo. Well, for all those that don't know, Johnson C. Smith is a historically black college, so that just tell you enough right there. The experience was awesome. I came here with a strong head. Leaving here was an even better and bigger one. This place has helped me mature so much and just opened so many obstacles for me. I'm going to grad school because I have a great support team here, my family, all of that. So it's been awesome. I met some wonderful friends I'm going to have for life, you know. So, and good people are hard to come by nowadays, but I really have made some strong relationships here, a lot of connects. It's great.
And for the callers, could you tell them the six words that we go by?
Oh, gosh. You got cool, calm, style, pride. Wait, what's the last one, Dad?
Class and style.
I already said that one.
And
you always got to have poise. Yes, my dad always told me that, though, no matter what. And I actually was in an interview process. I'm going to say this. I was actually in an interview process, and they said, what do you think it takes to be a leader? Anything to describe you? And I said those six words, and they looked at me like, wow. So those words have got me through a lot of situations.
That's what I'm talking about.
Once again, the six words are class and style, cool and calm, pride and poise.
Pride and poise.
You got to have those six words. You got to.
Yeah.
So, but let me talk some sports a little bit because I know you know a little bit about the sports. Now, what do you think?
Boy.
How I live in New York, Nick. Do you think we're going to force a game seven? You don't have to, you know. We honest with each other, so you can always tell me.
Man, can I just talk about Melo for a second? I'm just, my heart is hurt.
You want to talk about Marshmello?
Yeah. Because you know that's my favorite player. That's been my favorite player since day one. But I can't take all the criticizing. He's a ball hog. He do this, he do that. Like, all the pressure is on him, but what about the team? You get what I'm saying? It takes a team. It's not just him trying to go to the next game. It's all of them. I just don't like all the pressure on my man. That's all I got to say. I don't like all the pressure. Lay off. Let him play basketball.
There it is. And it's he can't beat. Oh, man, I want to call him out. I want to give him the Houdini shout out. I'm a hoe. You know I'm a hoe. Marshmello, come on, man. Step your game up. You owe L. Pussy. You owe the New York. You owe the city. You owe Spike Lee.
Look, I can't take this. Oh, man.
You owe L. Pussy. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think about the Miami Heat? Will they repeat?
Unfortunately, you know, LeBron, he's an excellent player, but, you know, I'm not going to call myself a fan of his, but they're going to do it. This is their time. They're shining right now. So, I mean, it's only so much hating I can do. But if the man proving me wrong, you know, but they're going to do it again. Unfortunately, I'm a hater, but they're going to do it again.
Me too. I'm a hater too. I don't want to win another one.
Right, and they know basketball. You can't knock a team that know basketball. When you have a leader like LeBron, he just knows the fundamentals of basketball and breaks it down every game. I mean, you can't hate on that, you know? So,
yeah.
It is what it is. Exactly.
Will it be a game seven between the Knicks and Indiana?
Ooh, yep, in my world, yep.
There you go. Sound like your daddy.
You know she... daughter, man. She's bagging on dad, man. You already know, man.
Yeah,
we believe.
We believe. Yeah,
exactly. Gotta have the faith. Gotta have the faith.
Hey, well, Pretty Face from T-Row and the Hudson family, man, first of all, congratulations. We send all our love to you. You know, like your daddy said, this only the first one. You know, you got to keep it moving so we can make more dollars and rule this world one of these days. You know what I mean? So keep your head up, keep doing what you're doing, and keep your daddy safe down there.
Oh, yeah, always. Thank you, guys. Thanks for all the support, all these 4 years. I couldn't have did it without nobody, so thank you. And I'm doing my little bow. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. There you have it, world. There you have it, man. Tie Pretty Face right back.
There you go.
What's the degree in, Pretty Face? Tell her what the degree is in.
I took her off. We're going to have to bring her back on in a second. I took her off so we can get back to
Pretty Face. Okay, we're good. Major was forensic science, world. So, man, it was a beautiful thing. One down, three to go. Man. Off the book. Got to get them other ones off the book, Steve. I'm be asking her for some money.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
Keep
yo,
it moving.
We're going to get back. We're going to get back to the freestyle. And we got the boy Eli the Don ready to chime in and do his thing. So we got Eli the Don in the asylum. Eli the Don, you online?
Yes, sir. What's good with y'all?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's Freestyle Friday, baby. We out here.
You already know.
Okay, Eli, what you got for me today, man? You got to give me some hype. Again, man, I'm down here in Charlotte. You got to give me some hype, man. They're listening to you, man.
Man, you already know, man. I got y'all. Yo, amigo. Hello?
Waiting on you. Go ahead, it's on you.
All right, check it. The Don Dada, who's harder than Big Papa? Smoke a zip, that's why most of my homies is locked up. Smoking hash, got a stash up on the dash. Cleveland's the city where people greedy and plot for cash. The skinny jeans, tight shirt stuff is in the past. I'm sporting all white brick with the Cleveland snap. You can see me on the ass, smoke a pound of gas. Cause the rap catch me in the vibe, front page in the Jag. Who's harder than Don Dada, known as the next B.I.G. or Sean Carter, they like fathers. And I've been grinding so long, you knew it was a boss way before you heard this song.
Ooh. Man.
Yeah, hey, Eli the Don, damn it, boy. Hey, how old are you, man?
17.
Damn, boy, you hot. 17 and spitting like that? Yeah, man. This street cred is hot, dog. I like your style, man. You be getting it in, man. That's what's up. You and Chuck.
Thank you, man.
Chuck,
I appreciate
it. That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. You got some style, man.
UGC in the building, underground.
You already know it.
Okay. UGC in the building, baby. There you go. Eli the Don. You know what I mean? I call him the Book of Eli, man, because he got so much to be talking about. You got to read this guy. And if you ever turn, that should be your first, you know, your first street CD, man. First, you know what I mean? And then, you know, give me some copyrights on that, man. Street is talking, man. The Book of Eli, man. You know what I mean? Your first mixtape coming out, no doubt. Let's do it, baby. You see that mind, man? We always on that money, baby.
Eli the Dub, I'll catch you on next Friday, baby. Keep it hot, and we'll
you
check
know,
you out,
man.
Appreciate the love.
You already know. Respect.
Man, L Boogie, that kid right there, Eli the Don, is promising. Boy, underground Cleveland, huh?
Underground Cleveland, baby. Listen to this. You underground in Cleveland?
Yeah, you underground.
Man, you might have algae on you.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, Eli the Don. That's what's up, man. I like him and Chuck. Chuck be going hard, too. We got Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III on the line, hoping that he ready to get it in and chime in and do his thing on Freestyle Friday. Skeeter Moe, what's up with you, baby? Hey,
man, you know I'm here checking in. You know what I'm saying? What it do?
Man, tell me what you think about that boy, Eli the Don, before we get started.
Man, that boy nice, man. You know what I'm saying? One love to the boy, Eli the Don, man. You know he's doing his thing, you did.
Yeah, that boy was hot. I like 17. That's what that boy be getting it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Curry, man.
silk on his mustache, man. Ain't even used the ain't even used a face yet, man. He weighs up like that. Big up.
Big up.
Big up. Yeah, skeet him up whenever you're ready, baby. Let us have it.
Already, man. You know, one more time, Skeeter Mo Johnson Jigga checking in from that 5,000 block of that Renway you did. Yeah,
ready.
It's going down like this, huh? Young shooter in the asylum telling to tell a friend. Polar roll, let me hit my fucking medicine. I'm talking that's the real spit. 5,000 realists make the dough flip like a gymnast. In the lab working like a chemist, North Park Menace. Under pressure, busting pipes like a fucking business. Number one rule is don't never ever switch it. The game wrong. Man, don't snitch it. You get found laying in the ditch. In the, yeah, we they got them boys locked up going crazy.
That's what's up. Hey, you started breaking up at the end a little bit. But, boy, that was hot, too.
Sounded like it, man.
Yeah, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we heard the majority of it. It was just the ending of it that we didn't really catch. But, boy, that was hot, too. You and old Eli the time. That's what's up.
Man.
Ready, man. So I'm up here just bull cornering around, man. You know, just putting one in.
Hey, man. While I got my brother online, man, I want to give a shout-out. To my kinfolk, Kenneth Skywalker. He was on the line, but something happened where he dropped. So I just want to give a shout out to the people out there at North Park in the hood. You know what it is.
Oh man, one more time. So I want to give out to my man Donnie Bosco. Man, he on the streets of talking right now. Say what's up, D. Donnie Bosco.
What up, world?
Donnie Bosco.
Man,
that's what.
No
it
doubt.
Is.
Oh man, listen, man.
Hey, Skeeter Mo Jigga Johnson III.
Hey,
we appreciate you blessing the mic, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, next Friday, hopefully we'll be able to hear that whole thing again. You know what I mean?
Already, man. You know, one love, not respect to you, cats, man.
Man, much love to a brother, man.
Oh, man. Send me call the show. They can freestyle right now. Come on, son, freestyle right now. Yeah, tell me, come on, tell me, call the show, get on the line. What's up,
who
on
freestyle?
Man, I got some guy. We on the block. I'm telling you, bro, we out here on the block. We in the spot, man. I got some freestyle. Oh man, they in the hot. Listen to this. They in the back. Yeah, they in the back. Freestyle. I thought they got a. Oh man, listen to this. I'm by. I just left John C. Smith. Now I'm at a crib. I'm at an MTV crib. Pool tables. We got pool tables. We got, you hear it? We got food. We got a lot of cups with whatever you want in. We got a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. And oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
tell them that. They want to do freestyle Friday. They got to call the show. We only got 30 minutes left.
We got 30 minutes time to call the show. Man, we're about to tell them to call the show, bro, during the commercial. I'm about to bring them out. Bring them in, like my boy in Belly said. What he tell him about DMX? He told Method Man to fuck. Bring them out. We got to bring them out.
Hey,
got to bring them out.
You know what? Got to take them out. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're going to do. Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you, you're going to make me get in on this Freestyle Friday. Boy, don't make me get in it. But, you know, I'm kind of nice with it, so I know the world waiting on me, but I don't care. You're going to wait. I'm going to keep you waiting because my ride is tight like that.
We already know, bro. They tight like a tennis shoe you tied up for a five-year-old.
Tight like a tennis shoe, baby.
Ooh. So tight,
you know,
man.
Let's
oh, man, like tight out. Oh,
yeah.
Man. And listen to this, bro. It's a lot of tied out where I'm at right now, baby. We about to go. It's a lot of tied out. Man, they better come in, man, and get in on this freestyle. I don't know where they at, man. Let's do it. On the Freestyle Friday, let's go, man. After the commercial, I got a freestyle for you, bro. Let's go.
That I walk back, see I walk first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that, I real estate, I trump that. Yeah, I be with them chumps that, yeah, I be with them punks that. I be with them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps that. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Got from left, rap city, bitch.
My chopper goes head out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Ratchet, tat, tied out. My chopper go tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like tied out. Bitch.
First name, I love this. So love this money is my motherfucking government. Test me, Shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. Her ass like tie that, give me that hoe. And chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes his weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo. I'm big like selling kilos, and you small. Small like P-hole. Damn. Damn. Chopper on my back seat. Hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair.
My chopper goes tied out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tied out. My money like tied out. Bling, tied out. Money. Bling, tied out. Money. Ratchet, tat, tied out. My chopper goes tied out. Her ass like tied out. My money like tied out. My car like.
If you ain't talking dollars, I ain't tryna holler. Push been on this rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them essays, filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks, them shit's filled with powder. Caskets for you cowards, bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man, the way it bring that pain out. Rah! You heard that, ain't no way to swerve that. Bullet slip you on your ass, that chopper push that curb back. Fuck around with the wrong one. Yeah, spazzing out like I'm on one. Dark skin nigga with a long gun. Right there, that's nightmare.
Yo, Buck, you hear that?
Man, her ass like tied up. Man, when they say seven hospitality, be lying, man. Streets is talking, man. I'm validated all right here, man. I put my stamp of approval. My L Boogie, the streets is talking symbol. I'm putting it right there. Stamp of approval. Charlotte, North Carolina has got my approval. They streets is hot. They got my approval.
And I'm getting my team next graduation. Because it don't take 4 years to graduate for the masters. It'll take about a year and a half. So we'll be back real soon.
Real soon. Early. We be back early.
Woo.
Man, no question. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think I got him going, and I think we might have one or two more freestyle, you know what I'm saying, people to come in. But just a little overcast of the show, real quick review. Game 6 tomorrow night. Call us. Who do you think is going to win that game? We got semis is kind of like the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Excuse me, the Western Conference Finals has been set. Who we think is going to win that? And, you know what I mean? We're going to see who wins that. So we doing it live. And you can always go back and listen to the archive if you miss anything of the show. Or like we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know, so always do that. Monday broadcast, and again, once again, live. I'll be back in the city, bro. I'll be back in time to do the show, bro. You already know. So we about to get it popping. I got one more freestyle floor. He's gonna come in, and we gonna man. He gonna set it off, bro. I'm telling you.
He gonna set it off. He better set it off. He in college. He should be hot. He lot of dumb was hot. Skeeter Moe Jenkins, Junior Johnson the third was hot. So you better keep it hot. Hey, and good you there, because if you didn't take his strength creative benefit card, you don't take it right there on the spot. We're gonna spam it. None approved. You know what I'm saying? So you better be hot. Better be hot than 112 that it is out here in Arizona. You know what I mean?
Oh man, he listen to this, bro. I heard him, you know, I got down here yesterday, and I'm not trying to put him up or anything, but I was, you know, in the streets. Like I said, I'm down here on the campus, and I'm running around, you know what I'm saying, with my daughter and everything, and she told me about the game. Hey, he's pretty good.
All right, we're about to see.
All
right. I got two fresh callers that just popped up. Let me see, hold on. All right.
714 area code, bro.
714 or 718?
718.
All right. Hey, Carla, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yep.
Yo, Carla, what's your... Oh, there it is. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Treasure, baby. Calling from Charlotte, by the way, in New York.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Got the name and everything to fit the style. That's what I'm talking about. You got a Twitter information you can find it just in case you're so hot they gonna blow my line up.
Nah, but I'm gonna definitely call back and give you all of that.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, whenever you ready, hit us off.
All right. Who you? Said I'm young, flying, flashy. Always with a cashie. Money ain't a thing. Get my face that Audi cars and these bitches buy me things. Just for sitting in the rains. Now we sipping on champagne. Old mama starstruck. Never seen these large bucks. Got an S550 with the suicide doors. All this shit to say is that it's suicide jaws. So I'm killing your shit. I don't really care if you ain't feeling this shit. She bit to see the money, so she's stealing my dick. It's all about boss man. MVD is the click. If I never made a song, bet she's still in me hit. Cause I'm the shit. Niggas know how I got talent, straight wildin'. I don't really, huh? Oh, hold on, I got my man ready to get on this too. You gotta tell him your name, baby.
G-Money, nigga, getting on that shit, yo.
G-Money, what's your information? Where can they find you on the Twitter, whatever you got? That's hot.
Man, I ain't got no motherfucking Twitter.
It's straight street niggas. This ain't music, this street niggas.
It's real shit.
But live lyrical, though.
Listen to this, bro. We're grinding, man. Listen, we got tied out to get my streets of a poor man. It's going down, man. G-Money, let us play acapella, man. We in the streets of Charlotte. We outside about that lamppost. You hear me? We're by that lamppost, baby.
Yo, this man.
Go ahead, G-Money. Let me hear you.
This that 412.
Niggas really ain't friendly.
Shout out to the 330-724, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, I'm always
going to keep this
fly. Keep the 40 on the hip. I'm a fucker. Motherfucker, to be exact. I fuck your mother in my heart, sing that crack. Always keep the pack, but you know I keep that strap. Keep that strap. Act up, but you know I'm going to clap. Lay a nigga down, and you know it's like that. Straight Brooklyn boy, I be flossing. Niggas know, man, it's no double crossing. If you cross the path, then nigga lay it down. Said, you know, man, we ain't fucking with no clowns. Said, it's no new friends, no new friends. Said, I'm always with my niggas in the Benz. Traveling the Mazi, nigga, I be hottie. Nigga, this light, though. Easy.
Hey, yo, check it. Yo, this is 412 coming from that 704. Goddamn, that young nigga shit, he spit that shit raw. And I ain't talking about no weed shit. I ain't fucking hot. Nigga, stay on some drinking shit. Yeah, I'm fucking fly, nigga. Stay up on the clouds, nigga. Fuck with a young nigga. Man, I can get it in. Yeah, you wanna punch, nigga? Punch in the clock, nigga. Come and fuck with the boy. Fuck these fuck niggas out here. Man, they fucking toys. Man, I'm the young nigga. Say, I get it, nigga. Yeah, these niggas out here wanna fuck with figures. Talking about they fly, talking about they got that shit. I'm a real young nigga. I
out here repping for this shit. My nigga travel from state to state to get that shit. And I can get that shit in, nigga. I flip them bricks. Nigga, you want pounds of weed? You want to get it in, nigga? Yeah, I'm about that greed. Chinese motherfucking, yeah, I'm about that greed. American greed, nigga. Yeah, I get it from them trees and fuck it. These fuck niggas can't fuck with me. They see me in the club, nigga. Yeah, I'm posting with G's, nigga. I like to find my OG's, nigga, getting it. And shit, I post in the back, nigga, I'm getting it. And I know young nigga wild, and I'm straight getting it. And these fuck niggas out here, they can't fuck with it. Man, I'm a young nigga. Yeah, I do the shit, nigga. I ain't on the rap or shit, nigga. I just produce niggas. Shit. Yeah, I produce these niggas. And fuck niggas out here, they can't fuck with these niggas.
You see how he getting it, man. G Money is on his shit, man. You see him straight spinning. This treasure, but you already know I'm Audi Fox Audi already. Treasure, remember the name, because I'm definitely going to come back and y'all going to hear me again. This is easy, Bars. If you heard me, I mean, just, you know, this is light shit. Light work, you know, already. I'm a street nigga, always in the street. But I hit the beats. This is street talk right here, though. I'm gonna see y'all niggas on Tuesday or Monday when the next time it is.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Let me tell you. Yeah. Hey, yo, on some real shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know, niggas out there 412. That 724, that 330, niggas don't be talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't be talking about that shit. All my niggas in the air, all my niggas in the war, all my niggas in the land. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't be talking about that shit, about that weed shit. Niggas be on some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, dude. We appreciate you, big dog. Oh, man, that was G Money, man. They wild, T-Bro.
Look, listen, man. Listen, this is Treasure, man. The IG is I can show you one. I can show you one already, you heard? Treasure P, IG, I can show you one, you heard? I see y'all niggas on Tuesday call in and spit that fire.
No doubt. You know he in the streets and he nice. It's Monday. He talking about Tuesday. Man, he a dead head, man. He nice. The streets is thinking, man. Treasure got treasures for you, man. I'm telling you, via New York, man. As usual. Your boy, man. And listen to this. I'm all around Lexuses and Cadillacs, man. And everything. Oh, man.
Hey, L Boogie. L Boogie, that was hot. Tell them boys they fresh to death, man. Keep the street credibility. Pop it down there in the NC. You know, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Streets is talking all day long.
And listen to
hey,
this. And if anybody wanna, and all the freestylers, they want to listen to themselves. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalkingwithazero. It ain't a typo. Listen to
yourself,
critique it, and listen to this. They're going to let me know on Twitter how it was you, and I'll let you know on Monday, you know what I mean, what's going on.
So you better be really popping next Friday just as well. Hey, but before we go, man, keeping this Freestyle Friday hot, we got Chuck Dizzle, young Chuck Dizzle in the house. You know what I'm saying? Chucky, you on the line, baby?
What's going on, man? You know I'm here. You know it's the Friday Night Lights, the show, the land. I'm here. You know that. Yo, Boogie, what's going on?
Man, it's Streets talking, man. No doubt, man. It's Streets talking, man.
You know I'm calling in, man. You know we running that 216. You know I'm here for you every week, man. I mean, like, I hear him, but I don't hear him. What's going on, Yo, Boogie? Where's the competition?
Oh, man, there it is. Well, let me know it then, Chuck. I got Chuck right here. He like, man, what you talking about? Let me know it then.
Oh,
let
gee,
me know
I'm going to kick it straight to you. I tell him, I say I'm down for the gang, and you know we gutter. And we going to see the bread because we pitching straight butter. Yeah, you heard me clearly. I ain't but stutter, nigga. We going to see green like a fucking grass cutter. And I'm a prince, nigga, so I got to stay royal. And keep it 100, man. I got to stay loyal. Yo, bitch said wrap the shit up like for you, because I'm the shit, and you just a boy, you. Yeah, and I got paper like a nerd, do, and I'm going in like a kid at his curfew. I told the beat, I ain't mean to hurt you, but my flow sick is like a nigga got the bird flu. Damn, I run deep like the mob do. Got this bitch on lock, just like a pie do. And I got more work than a job do. Trust no one, because your own blood arrived you. Damn, so I keep the 9 for protection, because I'm bringing out the presidents like elections. Wow. Got my swag to perfection. Got your main bitch in the deck, and we sexing. Yeah. You know we coming hard for the land, man. Step your game up. If you ain't going hard for the streets, it's talking L Boogie Radio Live. I don't hear you.
Oh, no
live
doubt.
Live from the 216.
Chuck Nice.
Ooh. I'm giving it to you straight like that. We ain't coming here to talk. We came. It's Freestyle Friday, baby. Let me hear the lyrics.
Right.
Man.
That's what it is. Chuck Nice.
Hey,
you know,
hey, I mean, you know, like, y'all should get, like, the champion and the you know, the competition here, because I know I'm the champ. So bring somebody to take the throne, because I'm sitting lovely right now on the streets just talking, baby.
Put himself up there with the heavyweight belt. Is that what Chuck just did, El Boogie?
Man, hey, listen to this. Chuck is hollering. That's what you call it in the streets, man. Listen to this. I got guys in the back. They ready to get back in. But listen to this. We going to do something on next Friday, and it's going to be amazing, man. Let's keep it, man. We're going to keep this pumping, bro. I'm telling you. Chuck,
hey,
I hear you, baby.
It's going to be live, baby. You know what I'm saying? The asylum is burning up, baby. I can see, man, look at the lines. They jumping, El Boogie. You got to cut it out down there. Whatever you're doing in NC, man, cut it out. Tell them to quit. That's what I'm talking about.
And listen to this. Listen to this. Eli the Don, where you click at? I need more UGC guys to be calling in. They scared of what? I'm calling you out in the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina. Just call here, man. I just can't be hearing Eli the Don. He talking about UGC. I'm here with him. Where's your crew? You say you like the Wu-Tang. I'll know on Friday. That's my kite to you in the asylum. I'll get back to you on the yard. I'll get back to you.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, El Boogie.
And listen to this, Ro. Monday, I'm back in the city, man. We ain't missing the beat, man. I'm coming right off the plane into the studio, man.
Man, you know what it is. You know what it is. Hey, man, now that we done with Freestyle Friday, man, you know, I got a young pimp on the line, man, who want to chime in about this sports thing, man. Little player, man, you know, Del Mar Jr. always dropping the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Like talking to this young fella. So let's see if the young fella's still pimping with us. Hey, yo, young Del Mar J, you on the line?
Hello, hello, I'm here.
What's going on with you this evening?
Oh, what's cracking, man? What's cracking? Nothing, man. Closing the night. Had a nice workout today. Going to work tomorrow. But first of all, I got to give a shout-out to my team, man, UGC. I got my man Eli over here, Ian. He represents.
Listen,
he represents.
Listen to this, baby Puffy. Get your click together, man. Get your click together, baby Puffy. Get your guys together, man.
We don't let Eli represent. My brother be at work. But, you know, I'm going to get them all. And once I get everybody on, y'all probably ain't going to want nobody else to rip. Y'all ain't going to want nobody else on there. Once I stick the whole team on y'all, it's going to be over. But I'm letting Eli represent. Eli doing his thing, man. He holding it down by himself. And that's just Eli. That's just one.
Well, I can rep for Eli, but all that other stuff you talking, I gotta see for myself or hear for myself.
I don't see no dirt under the fingernail to speak for the hard work. I don't see it. Instagram me. I need to see the dirt under the fingernails, nephew. Now you tell me what was your take on the show tonight. What's your opinion on some things we had? You think the Knicks go to the game 7? You think who's going to win between the Spurs and the Grizzlies? Before we go, man, just, you know, bless me with a jewel, nephew.
I got you. In order for the Knicks to win, they got to come with that high-power offense they've been having all year. Melo got to show up. And first of all, they got to come up with some defense. The last game, they did pretty good holding them boys to 75, 76 points. If they ain't got no defense and they let them come out at their home court, they have no chance. But they got to come out with that defense. J.R. Smith got to step up. He got to step up. We need everybody. They need the whole team. They need to let Copeland get some more minutes and let him contribute with the last time. But as far as them winning, I don't know, man, because they've been inconsistent throughout this whole playoff series. So they got to show up. But I do believe if they win and it goes back to Madison.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, but the, who's coming the, out the West? Grizzlies and Spurs. Talk to me.
I want to say the Grizzlies, man, because them boys are fairly younger than the Spurs, but I do say the Spurs do got it enough to go win this series, but if they do make it, they don't have enough to be anybody that come out the East, which will be the Heat. They're too old. They're going to be worn out because this game, this series right here is going to go probably 6-7. So I got the Grizzlies winning this series.
Okay. My last question to you, nephew. When is your graduation year? Because I'm there broadcasting live from the streets and talking wherever you graduate, when you graduate. When is your year? I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I graduated 2016, man. I'm on the way. I just finished up my freshman year on the Dean's List, 3.4. So I'm grinding, man. I'm eating. I'll be there. I'll be there on my time. Tom.
The streets is talking. That's you. There you go. Say it again, Ro.
Student first. Athlete second. That's what's up. That's how you do it, bro.
It's always been that way. Yes, sir.
Oh, much
man,
love
that's
to you,
Dale
Paul. We appreciate you calling in, chiming in with us, man. It's time for us to lock these doors, man. We'll holler at you on Monday. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Man, what a great show, man. We appreciate all the callers calling in, man. You know, special guest time, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlotte. North Kakalaki edition. Let me tell you a little couple of things that's fine before we, you know, lock the doors and we get up from up under these cameras and all. Oh, man. First thing on my mind, man, my daughter, man, she graduated college, man. We done went through all the grind, me and her together. And who says that parents who aren't together can't raise a child in the same household? It can be done. All you got to do is just be there in the life. You ain't got to be there. Just drop them jewels. And I'm going to drop another one for you, like I always say, too. My six words is the 5 P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Man, let's get it done. We ain't stopping. We in the street. Second thing on my mind, Kevin Durant, be careful with what you wish for. We wish for you to be that man. How would you perform without Russell Westbrook? You failed. You need Russell Westbrook. And everybody in the world needs to see that. Last but not least, man, to my freestyle callers, man, we appreciate you. Keep pumping the music and keep rapping about something. Make it some substance. Also with style. And like we always say, man, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening, baby. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Man, please don't kill our vibe. Please don't kill our vibe. Man, we signing off with your host, L Boogie, T. Rowe, ULCG. Bro, you got any last quick words before we sign off?
Man, you know what? Shout out to the world, man. Thank you for calling, for listening in.
Man, I want to also give a shout out, man. Like I say, all the kids graduate from Johnson C. Smith. Man, big up to them. That's the love. Man, family and friends who came all the way down to North Carolina. Oh, man, we about to party like it's 1999, baby. And it's going to be sitting in my cup. No. Oh, bro, man, playing some real slick, man, when we signing off this book. Man, I love you, man. I see you on Monday.
You know what it is.
And I hope we done won game 7. I hope I got something to talk about with my Knicks, man. No doubt, man. I love you, man. I see you in a couple.
Thank you.